Thank you, Basil. Good morning, Milsey. The nearly 3,000 travelers stranded off San Francisco on the Grand Prince's cruise ship because of a coronavirus outbreak will dock in Oakland, California, finally, tomorrow. That will give sick passengers a chance to receive medical treatment and for others to be quarantined on land after more than 2 weeks at sea. There are some frustrated, worried, and angry passengers on board.
We're just a little bit alarmed. If we've been exposed, we've been exposed, and there's not much we can do about it.
The longer we're kept in this confined space, the more likely we're going to catch the virus just because there's nowhere else for us to go.
So where will they go once the ship docks in Oakland? Betty Yu is with San Francisco TV station KPIX.
We're told that guests who are California residents will go to federally operated facilities within California for testing and isolation, and then non-Californians will be sent to other facilities in other states.
The 1,100 crew members will be quarantined on board. At the end of last week, a Coast Guard helicopter flew test kits out to the ship, which were used on passengers showing flu-like symptoms. On your Saturday, Vice President Mike Pence provided these results.
46 persons were swabbed, 21 of those on the ship tested positive.
And Melzi, 19 of those individuals are crew members.
Wow. How many cases have been confirmed in the United States, Bob?
At least 437 confirmed coronavirus cases in 32 of our 50 states. Most of the deaths in this country have come in Washington State, and most of those among residents of a nursing home outside Seattle. Vice President Pence, in visiting Washington State, complimented the governor there, Jay Inslee, on the state's response.
I do want to commend Governor Inslee, your team's effort, and the seamless partnership that was forged from the very beginning.
However, Inslee is a Democrat, no fan of Donald Trump, which prompted the president to take this verbal shot.
So I told Mike not to be complimentary of the governor because that governor is a snake.
This morning, Milsey and Basil, Governor Inslee is brushing off Trump's criticism, calling it background noise.